Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
In my last podcast, I talked about the possibility of having trap neuter release programs that involved free-roaming feral dogs. This week, I'd like to talk about a physical barrier, specifically the physical barrier that's been erected in Arizona, supposedly to keep illegal humans from crossing the border between Mexico and that state. There's a new area in biology called connectivity. These are biologists who are interested in studying the pathways that animals use as part of their natural cycle. Most of us are familiar with migratory pathways used by birds. When we think about birds, sometimes it's easy to assume that what we do down on the ground doesn't interfere with them. If there's a man-made problem for them, it will come from high wind turbines, or airplanes, or light pollution, or freak storms, or other intense weather events that are becoming more common as the climate changes. But bird and also insect migration can be affected by what happens on the ground. They have specific landing points, places where they get nourishment, a place where they could stop and rest and find something to eat and fresh water to drink. As far as the barrier constructed in Arizona, it's debatable how effective it's been stopping humans, but it does stop larger species of animals, particularly mammals like the pronghorn, jaguar, and some of these animals are endangered. The construction of such barriers also disrupts the often very fragile desert ecology. But at the time, nobody thought about that. Just had a bunch of very loud politicians with enough financial backing who had a lot to gain by constructing this barrier. And so they did. Now the Department of Homeland Security is trying to correct the biological damage. But once again, it's too little, too late. Because nobody got the big picture and short-sighted political thinking, the damage has been done. Reading about that barrier and how these animals are trapped between it and interstate highways, and their primary source of diversity at a time when they need genetic diversity for their survival more than ever. Was that enough? Ironically, not that long after I was reading about them, Arizona was inundated torrential rains of almost biblical proportion, and areas were flooded that had never been flooded before. And I thought about that. I thought about the highly endangered to excruciatingly endangered little pupfish and all that water. Would it benefit those little critters or would it wash them away? And how close do those waves of water come to that barrier? And how much debris, how much animal life, how much soil got slammed into those barriers? For the biologists who have a broader vision of the world and how everything is connected, life must be simultaneously captivating and depressing. Captivating because you constantly are surrounded with evidence that everything is connected. Depressing because so many with the power to change the wrongheadedness that is severing these connections at an alarming rate are blind to them.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.